Monday night, end of the day, take away a push line white spot.
I left the Urch of Shabbos at home. What? All right, don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's all man's life. Okay, everybody, let's make a start. Let's make a summary of what we learned yesterday. Yesterday, we were speaking about bottle tops and slow cookers. So, what we said was that there's an issa of hatmona, wrapping things up. We explained in detail different sorts of wrapping things up. Well, a visitor from abroad. Welcome, Brooklyn Boy and Malta. Brooklyn Boy and Malta. So, we spoke about wrapping things up. So, we said ice is an issa, whether it's a wrapping that gives out heat, whether it's a wrapping that doesn't give out heat. We said it's a problem on Shabbos. You certainly do on Shabbos, it's not allowed.
So, what about not having a silver foil? Can I put food in silver foil?
I'm kind of cut today. That's one of the issue. Hopefully, yeah. So, you want to, what do you call it? That is also on Shabbos. So any wrapping of a food or a pot on Shabbos is also, if it's another wrapping. First wrapping, the pot itself is no problem. But let's say you've got a pot, you want to take a towel on Shabbos and wrap it round the pot, we said yesterday, on all six sides. That is problematic on Shabbos. So, for example, Friday night, I said this to you already before, Friday night, someone comes home from shul, and all of a sudden he just sees a pop, the electric hot plate's gone off. So quickly he says, oh, well, I'm going to have the fish first on an egg, and by the time I get to the soup, it's going to get cold. He says, takes it off the slow, he takes it off the hot plate, or whatever it is, he gets to put the towel down, Moshe's not here, he won't mind if I borrow it, he used it yesterday. So, for example, takes a towel or something, and he wants to wrap his pot up, so let's say his pot's got a lid on, so he puts it underneath here, and he wraps up the pot all the way around, completely covered. That's also to do. On Shabbos, there's no heter. Hatmona, wrapping is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, because it's a gezeira, because we're scared that normally before you wrap something up, you know, Moshe, I hope you don't mind, I use your coat, yeah?
No, I don't mind.
You don't mind, Moshe. Shkoye, Moshe. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you,
Moshe. Shkoye, thanks very much. So, that wrapping is not allowed to be done. What? We're scared that before you wrap something up, the normal derech is to give it a boost. So you might turn the fire up to make it.
No fire, you
haven't got it, but in a normal case, before you do hatmona, the normal procedure is before you wrap something up, you give an extra boost. So Chazal were worried that before you do this wrapping, you're normally given an extra boost. So Chazal says, sorry, no hatmona on Shabbos. Yeah, that's not allowed. Yeah. So we said yesterday already that one letter in hatmona is
if the food itself.
What?
The food itself.
If you do hatmona, it depends. If it's edible beforehand, then it's not also, I don't think. But we said yesterday already as well, if you leave it substantially uncovered, quite a chelik of it uncovered, then there's no problem. Right. What?
Small
it has to be something which is nicker. That's not a chashab. It has to be something which is recognizable. When a person wants to wrap a food, if you need a small part, it's not going to make much of an effect. It has to be a recognizable part that's not covered.
All six sides.
What?
Apparently, all six.
Right, so we said all six sides. That was a big issue saying yesterday, I won't go into too much detail again, but that was a shadow at the slow cooker. The slow cooker pastures is no problem. Because a slow cooker is not covered on six sides. The top part, which is the lid, so we said always the first wrapping round the food is never a problem. That's not called hatmona. It's the second wrapping round the food that's problematic. So a normal crock pot, lechora in smorah, should not be a problem because it's not covered on six sides. But we said, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that since it's on an element which gives out heat, and it's a normal way of cooking, so we're machmis, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, even on five sides. Where's what?
Where is the element
of a hot plate? A hot plate or a crock pot? A crock pot. Crock pot's around the sides.
Not a
pot. So what's in a pot? Well, a bottom is just a plain metal base. So that is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says is a problem, and therefore we spoke about Arichas about this yesterday. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says the best is I had him in the crock pot now. And what happens is you raise the crock pot up, you put bottle tops inside, or you put a stone in there, or I want to get an insert today, which I went to buy an insert, but it's the wrong one. So I have to show it to you very next week. What you do is the insert raises the pot up, and therefore it's not touching the base. It's lifted up on the sides. That's a substantial amount not covered. Says Rosh Hashanah, in that case, is no problem at all. He actually speaks out, we said yesterday, that putting silver foil in is no, doesn't help at all for Hatmona. That means to just line the actual thing doesn't help. We said yesterday, Rabbi Ribiat, he seems to say this is a good heter, to put silver foil. I don't understand what he means, but he says you put silver foil all around the sides, completely line it with silver foil, that stops the problem of Hatmona.
You don't need the stones.
According to him, you don't need the stones. I don't know where, I'm not sure where he's coming from, I don't understand. Right, now today's Shira, boys, very interesting. Thanks, boys. We don't mind if I use this, yeah?
No.
Right, so today's shares now, it's very interesting shy as well, to put Kegel or something into Cholent on Shabbos. Or before Shabbos, even actually. Don't forget, what's happening over here, I said this to you last time, anything on the flame, so, okay, if I take this pot off the flame on Friday night and I wrap a towel around it, I mustn't do it. If I take it off the pot on Erev Shabbos, and I wrap it up on all six sides of Erev Shabbos, that is mutter. Because once it's off the flame, it's called a Dovah Hamamid. A Dovah Hamamid, just preserving the heat, is not awesome before Shabbos. It's only awesome on Shabbos itself. When you've got a pot on the fire itself, or a stroke, which is on the element, and it's killing out heat the whole time, wrapping that up on Erev Shabbos won't help you. Because that we don't allow even on Erev Shabbos. Something which gives out a positive heat is not allowed to be done even on Erev Shabbos.
So then that wrap up on the radiator.
That's a problem, Pastor. That radiator is giving heat. That radiator is giving out constant heat the whole time.
Same
thing. Same thing, yeah. So now the shaila is, can a person, this is Moishi shaila. What I want to do is like this, Moishi. Let's just take an example of what we've got here. Right, let's have got a bit of food here, right? So I put the food in here, I wrap it up once. Now, can I put this kegel or piece of schnitzel on top of my urn?
Yes.
Now, if it's wrapped once, I can. Wrapping once is not called hatmona. It's on top of my urn, but there's no hatmona there. If I take the foil, and I want to make it nice and thin, so I take another layer, so I've wrapped that once, and I wrap it up again. Coming to that. Yeah? That is problematic. This is a double layer on top of the urn. It's problematic. That is a double insulation. That is hatmona. In fact, the hatmona on top of Moshe Pevel, that's not even allowed on Erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, I can't do this.
Is
it Gentile? No. Whatever you can't do, good question, Moshe, but whatever you can't do, you cannot even ask a Gentile to do. Okay, so we'll come back to this.
Layer was also
quite right. You weren't supposed to be looking so carefully. Quite right, yeah. So how do you get round this? What can you do, Lemaisa, to wrap? So I've got a piece of schnitzel here, let's say. My piece of schnitzel, and I want to warm it up, either on Shabbos itself. Oh, very good. So one way I can do it, Lemaisa, is I can do it like this. Put it on top. I've got one side open. It's quite a substantial bit open.
For the second layer.
Yes, quite right. For the second layer, it's quite right. So I could have actually a first layer of the fur. What do you cut? No, what's going to happen with the second layer? I mean, put a second layer just over 3/4 of it.
Yeah.
The fur, that might also help. Yeah, the fur, that's right. Yeah, that fur is also good. Or what I could do is, and I don't know, it's a regular answer, is take a long piece of foil like this. Fold it over. Sorry, I'm not really good at doing this. Fold it over, and fold it over again, fold it over again. I've made a thick piece. This is like one piece though now. Now I can wrap my thing inside here. Let's say it's once only. Okay, that's going to be twice, but let's say if I make it in a way, it's a thick foil, but it's only one wrapping. The fact that I've made it thick is still called one wrapping. So that would be another way of making sure I can keep this hot.
You can't take one long piece.
Yeah, but this I can't do. So someone's telling me that people do this actually. For mistake, people don't realize. So what they do is some people take this. What they do is they put the snips inside here. They put it on top. That's a problem. That's been wrapped a few times.
Why is the first time not called a tomorrow?
Because that's a normal way of cooking, I think. Every pot is like that. When you, it's not the, that's the dare to cook in a wrapping, in one wrapping. Imagine it be a problem the first time. So someone's got, for example, a cholent pot, and it puts a lid on top, and the whole thing is surrounded. You tell me what's to do. So the mice of that, let's say the first wrapping generally is not a problem. But I'm saying this will be a problem. To wrap it up like this, if you take one piece of foil, just wrap it a few times around, it's problematic. Okay. What? This last case you can't do motion. No, you can't do that motion because you're wrapping up too many times. Sorry?
The case before, you said it wasn't. What was the difference with that case?
Because you've made one thick piece of foil. I've only wrapped the food item once. I've made now a thick piece of foil, but that's now like one piece of foil. It's a thick piece of foil. I've made it very, very thick. That lechore is much better. Sorry?
I'm saying you use a dofner coil, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's even
at stake. Another H they say, the washer, let's say a pair, another H they say, let's say someone wants to heat up some kegel on Shabbos. This is also actually a good idea. Someone wants to heat up a piece of meat on Shabbos, that's a good example. So what you could do is you could wrap this up, let's say, once. Once I told you is okay, yeah? So this is, let's say that's once. That's okay to put on top of a thing. If I want to make it hotter, I could put it on top of the urn, and then I put this on top of that. Because this is not harmonic, it's not touching the sides. This pot over here, which traps the heat in, is not touching the sides.
Yeah, you don't know. People that look at it don't know how much space you've got underneath it. You said before, it's going to be knicker, then open. That's not knicker.
I hear what you're
saying. It's not touching the side of what?
This part over here doesn't touch. Okay, I'll show you inside. Can you see inside here? The walls are not touching the pot. It's not surrounding it.
Yeah, but that pot surrounds your urn.
It's going to surround the food.
Oh, food has to be the food surrounded. Food has to be surrounded. So over here, when I've got the pot coming down, there's a big gap between the food and the walls of the cave. That's not called hatmona.
So you take any pot, a chulled or say, you want to put proper around the towel. Well, the towel's not touching.
Depends how you do it. Moshe, I don't know if you're using it for your right. If I put a towel like this, I just spread it over, that's probably right. But very often when you want to do it, you wrap it around the sides. Like if it deserves to eat, you'll wrap it around the sides. Yeah? Now, Shire is a very sight. Can you put, let's say, an egg or a piece of kegel into your cholent on Erev Shabbos?
Wrapped.
Not wrapped first.
I can't use it.
Oh, is that now? You must remember what's happening. This egg, or kegel that goes. I've got a chocolate pot here. Yeah, I'm coming to one of it. Am I wrapping up the kishka, or the chocolate, or the meat, or the kegel with? I am surrounding liquid.
Is it like inside the chocolate?
Inside the chocolate. Not wrapped.
That's how you cook it. It's just wrapped.
No, I'm talking about a piece of not wrapped. I'm talking about a piece of kegel not wrapped.
Egg with shell on doubt.
Leave out the, forget about the shell. Yeah? Is it called wrapped round the liquid?
Yes.
That, Lemaisa, is a big problem. Then you can't cook a chocolate. The potatoes are wrapped up with a liquid.
That's part of it.
So that is the term, simple as right. The answer to that question is that's not called wrapping. That's called cooking. When a person, certainly if the food's not cooked, and a person makes a dish like this, that is a process of cooking. That is not called hatmona, and therefore there's no problem at all. Absolutely no problem. So a person can put his piece of meat. In fact, even on Shabbos you can do this. You can take your pot off the flame, boiling hot char off the flame, lift up the lid, and drop some piece of meat inside the char. Is that okay, everybody?
Cooked.
Cooked. Cooked meat inside the char. Can I do that?
Cooked.
The kedushin. Off the fire.
Yes.
Not really. You can do it. Ain't like there's no problem, you can do it. Can I take my piece of kegel, Rabbi Isai, and put it into the cholent? That's much worse. To drop my kegel into the Kali Rishon cholent is much worse because the kegel was baked. And now when I put it into the liquid, it's going to cook it. That's a shayla of Bishl Acharafia. That's much worse, actually.
Depends what?
The meat, you drop the meat in, yeah. Generally, meat's normally cooked.
The meat is roasted.
It's roasted, yeah. If it's roasted, you're on the same side, actually. If the meat was roasted, but normally, even when you roast it, normally it's cicado, it normally has some juice in it. So, you're right, it could be. But I'm saying kegel's a good example. But there's no problem on Shabbos of doing this either. Now, what you're asking me is, how about an egg or a kishka wrapped up. Can I put a kishka wrapped up in my cholent before Shabbos?
Yes.
Or my kegel wrapped up before Shabbos?
In the cholent.
Mamish in the cholent.
Some people even sticking out on top.
Okay, do you understand what the problem is? The problem is over here, the chora, that is hatmona. That is the chora hatmona. Because that wrapping round the egg, or that wrapping round the kishka, or that wrapping round the cholent is one wrapping. When it goes inside the cholent, the liquid is another wrapping around it. So the chora, that is hatmona.
If you've got the surface of the
cholent
on the top, so it's not being
covered. Right, so one eitzah is quite right. That's the posh eitzah, because we said it always before, hatmon is when it's completely submerged. So if the kishka sticks out on top, and pal is not submerged, then there's no shadow whatsoever. That's definitely true. That is universal. No one will disagree to that. But, I must tell you, many people actually put their eggs with the shell on, and their kishka with the wrapping around it, and their kegel with a wrapping around it, straight into the cholent.
Yeah, the egg is shell. The shell is the egg.
The shell is not egg. You don't eat that shell. The shell is a wrapping. You don't eat that shell.
It's
not the what?
Here, don't get away with not being the dual carver.
No. Not in Hatmona, no. Oh, no, no, good idea, but no, won't help you in Hatmona. Well, it's a good idea, this, but
the mice... Can you have a potato with the peanut?
Simple. First, that like you probably eat. Do you eat the peel?
You eat the peel.
He's asking, can you put the peel on? That peel is Mustafa edible.
The baby one.
That peel, Chaim, is edible. That's not a shayla. If it's not edible,
the eggshell you don't eat.
The eggshell you don't eat. That wrapping is a wrapping to it. And a kishka is a wrapping around it, l'chora, which is problematic. On this, a number of poskim say that if a person is putting the food in for taste, that means he wants the taste of the liquid to go into the food. That's what he's doing it for. Hold on a minute. So a kishka, normally that wrapping is porous. An egg is porous, the egg goes in, the cholent taste goes into the egg. It goes right through. Kishka also goes right through. You're right. In a foil container with kegel wrapped round it, if it's completely wrapped round, then the chayim might have a problem. If you leave it slightly open and you want the taste to go in,
that's enough for poking holes then.
Yeah, that's right. In that case there, to poke holes would also be enough.
One hole. Holes up.
First of all, I'm not sure one hole. How much is going to go in with one hole?
If it goes in.
Would it go in? I don't know if it will. If you poke a few holes in the foil, then the liquid goes through and it makes an effect on the taste.
So you're saying you can wrap this kugel twice and put it in the top of the trial, it's also a problem.
Not a problem.
Yeah. I wrap the kugel twice, two silver foil, and I put it on top of my trial, it's also a problem.
No, it's not, because it's not submerged.
Twice.
Oh, sorry, it's got wrapped around twice. Yeah. That's right. Even on top of the urn is a problem.
Even on
Erev Shabbos. Because it's not like most of Herald.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming to that 1 minute. Hold on a minute. So I must say, yeah, so the Weiler, if you put it in for taste, that is okay. Now, let's say what Simcha just asked now, this I was looking for a bit of time. I said, why would you even not doing it for taste? But you don't want the thing to disintegrate into it.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, the kishka, let's say he doesn't want the taste of tron to go in. But he doesn't want it to disintegrate, so he wraps it in a bag, the taste can't go through.
Yeah.
But it's there, it's posh, a practical reason why you're wrapping it. You're wrapping it because if you don't wrap it, the kishka will just blend the whole cholent and you'll be left with nothing.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. That, Rabbi Ribyat brings down from somewhere, that's also mocha. Other poskim, I didn't see say this, Heta. All the other poskim speak about it are only makel if the taste goes in. That you want it for the taste. Rabbi Ribyat brings down, before I came here, I was looking there. He says also this swallow that if you're doing it for another reason, you're doing it for a reason, you want it to crumble up. Therefore, you're not doing it for taste, but you don't want the item to crumble, that's also Heta. I said, I couldn't find this in any of the other poskim. The only poetic, the only one who I found this written in was Rabbi Riviat, and he says that if you do it for that reason, that's also called not hatmonic. You're not doing it to insulate it. You're doing it for a zaitic reason, therefore that's mutter. But I have to check that whether anyone else says that as well. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Moishi.
Yes,